Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the revolution in our daily lives. Our revolution is not just Occupy Wall Street or protests in other countries. This revolution also shows up in our daily lives, and I'll discuss how to best use these energies. Now, next Friday on July 13th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to announce a new program for those of you who want to thrive. This program is Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity. Your energy is the foundation of your prosperity. And once you're aware of what strengthens and depletes your energy, you can make daily choices that increase your prosperity. Participate in this six-week energy inventory to learn which aspects of your daily life enhance your energy and prosperity. And you'll also discover what pushes it away. A weekly checklist for monitoring the theme of the week will be provided. Now, this program has a 26% early bird discount when you register between now and August 17th. The program starts September 12th, and it lasts for six Wednesdays through October 17th. So we also offer a three-payment plan, and to learn more or to register, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to mention a great book, which is Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace. Now, this is an anthology of great ideas from well-known people and authors like Oprah, Steve Jobs, Stephen Covey, Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, John Gray, Scott Peck, Tom Peters, Paul Hawken, Peter Singe, Faith Popcorn, Margaret Wheatley, Thomas More, Mark Victor Hansen, Martha Stewart, and many more. Now, I was very fortunate to be asked to contribute a chapter to this book, which is about Nature's Business Guide. And I've read this book from cover to cover, and it's one of the best business books I've read. So you can get it on my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link to this book, Einstein's Business, is right on the homepage. It's on sale right now, so check out this book and enjoy its great wisdom. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're in a very long timeout period today, which will last until 9:30 p.m. Pacific time tonight or 12:30 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. So don't take important actions or make important decisions today. During timeout periods, we're either missing or misunderstanding critical information for important decisions. So wait until tomorrow on Saturday, June 7th, or on parts of Sunday, June 8th, to make those important decisions. And also remember that this weekend we have the last two dates with green or good final results for any new start prior to the third quarter moon on July 9th. Now, that's a time to hold off on new starts. The structures for new starts are not yet in place during a third quarter moon. Then on July 15th, we'll start Mercury retrograde. So that's definitely not a time for starting new projects unless you're fixing or redoing something. So get your new starts going tomorrow on Saturday, July 7th, or parts of this Sunday, July 8th. Now, next, as I just mentioned, we're within about 8 days of Mercury going retrograde when it appears to move backwards. So this means we're in the blue communications period when we need to slow down and double-check, even triple-check all details. Do this even for your emails. You're likely to find mistakes when you do this, especially if you're in a hurry when you write something. And if you'll do this before sending out anything, you'll save yourself a ton of time later when Mercury goes retrograde. That's when we typically find those mistakes and have to correct them, usually at the expense of doing something else that was on our schedule. So slow down and double-check details now. Blue communications will last until Mercury retrograde starts on July 15th. Now, since I didn't have time to talk about our full moon last week, I want to tell you about it now. We had our full moon this past Tuesday on July 3rd, and what was being seen there are more stuck and entrenched energies related to scarcity and financial loss. This was the cycle of Venus sesquiquadrate Saturn, and it stays in range through July 8th. There were also cycles related to money disappearing and more illusions concerning money that pulls us off track. These issues were related to the cycles of Venus square Neptune and Chiron, plus Neptune square the nodes. The money disappearing cycle of Venus square Neptune stays in range through July 8th, so be careful to pay attention to what you're spending. Now, this period is not the best time to invest in the stock market, although it's possible that it could reach a new high soon. However, it also has the potential to start dropping shortly after that. Research with 140 years of data shows that the markets are likely to drop at least 48% between now and 2015. This is related to Jupiter moving through the signs of Gemini, Cancer, and Leo. So if we do reach a new high before the markets stop dropping, then we'll have an 82% chance of a sudden sell-off. According to Ray Merriman, who is an excellent financial astrologer, this sell-off typically starts within 11 trading days of the Sun-Uranus square, which peaked on June 29th. And the full moon on July 3rd also re-triggered that cycle again. So don't be fooled by a new high. If you're not a trader, put a significant portion of your portfolio into gold coins before they ramp up. Now, as I mentioned last week, we also have some challenges for leaders who could suddenly resign, die, or be ousted. Now, that's related to the cycles of Sun square Uranus and opposite Pluto, and we saw that with the Barclays executives. Now, those cycles also include the potential for Earth changes, such as earthquakes, volcanoes, or power outages, and we saw that in the East Coast. And it's these cycles which are related to the fires in Colorado. Now, although two of these cycles have moved out of range now since they were in the full moon chart, their influence can continue for 2 weeks until the new moon. And since we have Uranus square Pluto now through March of 2019, and it's most intense now through 2015, it's a good idea to be prepared for the unexpected with extra supplies. Now for the good news. We have some great energies now for taking fortunate action. So this is the cycle of Mars trine Jupiter. So remember, if you have an important new start or a fortunate action you want to take, do it this weekend on Saturday, July 7th, or during the good parts of Sunday, July 8th. Mars trine Jupiter peaks on July 17th and stays in range through August 3rd. Now that cycle is helping another cycle that has also come into range, which is Mars opposite Uranus. Mars opposite Uranus is quite volatile and can explode easily. It's even warlike in its energy. So there are some safety issues to be alert for now. However, if you will look for the fortunate actions that can be taken in a situation instead of exploding, you'll gain the most benefit from the good cycle while alleviating the challenging one. The cycle peaks on July 18th and stays in range through July 30th. Now, the explosive cycle is also exacerbated by the additional cycle of Mars square Pluto, which is also in range at this time. Now, this cycle is related to transforming our motivations, and it can bring up old anger or sexually related issues. It's best not to squelch this set of energies, as they can come out in accidents and unexpected illnesses, such as heart attacks or stroke. So it's best to deal with the underlying issues. Focus on actions that move you in a positive direction to solve them. Mars square Pluto peaks on July 17th and stays in range through July 28th. Now, in spite of these tougher cycles, we actually have excellent energy for launching websites, trainings, or presentations, email promotions, and announcements of new products, especially tomorrow, Saturday, July 7th, and Sunday, July 8th. Now, this is related to the cycles of Mercury, trine, Uranus, and sextile Venus. And hopefully, you used yesterday, July 5th, to do these activities. But if not, make good use of them this weekend. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week, your tip is this. Parts of Sunday, July 8th are good for new starts, but not during the timeout, which occurs at 11:27 a.m. through 3:49 p.m. Pacific Time. In the Eastern Time Zone, that's from 2:27 p.m. through 6:27 p.m. Also in the Eastern Time Zone, there's a brief timeout early in the day from 7:01 to 9:03 a.m., so avoid those times for new starts on Sunday. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's A-S-K-M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, what's the best way for you to use our revolutionary energies in your daily life? When I come back from the short break, I'll give you some tips to do that. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the revolution in our lives. And our revolution is not just Occupy Wall Street or protests in other countries. This revolution also shows up in our daily lives. And today, I want to discuss how to best use these energies for your highest good. Now, it seems appropriate to me to discuss revolution just 2 days after we celebrated Independence Day. After all, we owe our freedom and independence to the American Revolution. Now, that revolution was about self-empowerment, being responsible for ourselves and our own choices instead of allowing those in power to control us. And it's interesting that we find ourselves with similar issues now. So right there, we see the crux of what's important to consider in our daily lives in terms of how these revolutionary energies can help us. Is there some part of your daily life that doesn't feel self-empowered to you? That's the area where you need a revolution in your daily life, and this can be in any area of your life. Now, another way in which we may need to have a revolution in our lives is that we may be caught up in always doing things the same way. It's easy to develop certain patterns and then get caught up in maintaining them without considering whether we need a change. This is how we also get caught up in maintaining the status quo. Or at work, we may not be open to a new idea because we've always done things a certain way. Now, the revolutionary energies are here to change old structures that no longer serve us. This can be at home, work, or in the community. And as I've discussed often, this revolution is related to the cycle of Uranus square Pluto. This cycle is peaking twice this year, once already, and it peaks twice in 2013, twice in 2014, and once in 2015, a total of 7 times. And even after that, these energies stay in range through March of 2019. So do you get the picture? We're not going to wait it out. Like it or not, things are going to change. So your first tip is to be in charge of your own changes. That's a much better strategy than waiting for the universe to hit you over the head with a 2x4. With these cycles, that is exactly what will happen if you don't make your own changes. It may take some time for that 2x4 to show up, maybe even a few years. Eventually, though, your time to make those changes on your own runs out, and the universe does it for you. So here's a list of potential changes that may be needed in your life. See if you recognize any of them. You may need to transform and change a major relationship in your life in which you don't feel supported or empowered. In certain cases, if the control issues are too entrenched, then you may need to end the relationship. Another possibility is that you may need to change your job or career. Maybe you've been in your job or career for a long time, but perhaps you have a completely different type of work in mind that you've been wanting to do. Or maybe you don't feel supported and empowered by your boss, and you really just want to change jobs because your ideas are not being accepted any longer, or maybe they never were. Instead, perhaps you find yourself feeling under attack. Both of these scenarios are calling for a revolution of some type. Now, another area that may need a revolution is your identity. You'd be surprised how often this is at the center of other major issues in our lives. Yes, there's a certain amount of stability that we enjoy when we don't change our ideas over a long period of time about who we are or what we're willing to do. However, this gets pretty old after a while, and it can prevent us from growing. In fact, it's a good idea to always see yourself as growing in new ways. See yourself as an explorer of your own world and who you can become, and have a revolution that way. Now, how about your finances? Do they need a revolution? Maybe you've spent years barely making enough, or you're surviving, but you're not thriving. Or perhaps you bring in plenty of money, but you don't keep it. In any case, you need a revolution in how you value yourself. And when we don't have enough money, we're not valuing ourselves appropriately. The universe allows us to write our own paycheck, and we do this by arranging our circumstances so we will bring in a certain amount of money. And whatever amount of money we bring in is related to how much we value ourselves. We also all have a glass money ceiling. This is the amount of money that you're comfortable having in your bank account or your retirement account. And once you get more than that amount, you'll find a way to get rid of the extra. What determines how high that glass money ceiling is? How much you value yourself and whether you feel you deserve it. So what would it take for you to have a revolution in your finances? Would it surprise you if I told you that most people don't even want $1 million? There are lots of reasons for this, but one of them is that many people associate wealth with the abuse of power. So we definitely need a revolution regarding this concept. Money is neutral. It's your intention for what you do with it that sets the tone. When people who want to do good don't have money, it creates a major imbalance in the world, as we can see. And it's important for people who want to do good to have money so we can create the world we want. Now, another possible area for change is that you may have stacks of junk, piles of paper, or chaos in your home, garage, storage unit, or your office. Wherever you have clutter, it's showing you that there's a part of your life that feels stuck and it needs a revolution. It needs a change so it can get cleaned up and decluttered. And as you clean up that area, you'll also clean up the part of your life which is represented in feng shui by that location in your home or office. Oftentimes, this is one of the easiest ways to have a breakthrough in some area of your life. So just start cleaning up. You may even want to get a feng shui consultation after you do that so you can find out what other aspects of your environment are negatively impacting your life and how you can change them to support you. Just learning about how your environment and your energy are impacting your daily life can help create that needed revolution in your life. Now, there are other areas where you may need a revolution. You may need to change your goals and the groups or friends who help you achieve them. You may need a revolution in your creativity. Perhaps you need to use a different method of creating, or maybe it's time to create with different types of projects. Or perhaps you need to be willing to take more risks. Even taking a risk in love qualifies for that. Perhaps the revolution you need is to be willing to love more. And another area that may need a major change is your home or your home life. This could mean a number of things. You may need a different space than the one you have now, or you may have outgrown your furnishings and need new ones. Or perhaps you need a different situation in terms of who lives in your home with you. Or maybe there needs to be a different set of responsibilities in terms of who does what to keep the home running well. Any of these areas could need a revolution. Depending on your situation, this may feel unstable to you, but hey, that's the nature of revolutions. Okay, I've saved the best for last. Perhaps you need a revolution in your philosophy or spirituality. This is an area where we all need to keep evolving. In order to do so, though, we may need to blow up some old ideas that we were taught as kids. Are you able to see yourself and others as divine beings who are part of God? Or do you think we're all a bunch of sinners destined to go to hell unless we shape up? Do you trust that the universe always has your back and is always bringing something important to you, even if it doesn't appear to be good? Or do you expect the universe to just deliver punishment to you whenever you misbehave? Your perspective on these questions will determine to an enormous extent how your life feels and what happens in it. Now, Henry David Thoreau once said that disobedience is the true foundation of liberty. The obedient must be slaves. Now, this is an interesting quote, and certainly it applies to what happened in the American Revolution. But I believe it also gives us a clue to the underpinnings of any revolution. So where in your life can you disobey the rules and the structures you've set up or agreed to and create something much better? It's time to do this now and over the next 3 years while this cycle is peaking. And remember, Uranus square Pluto stays in range through March of 2019, so we need to get used to change. Change contains both chaos and opportunity. So focus on the latter and start your own personal revolution to create a better life for yourself. You will be delighted with the results, and I guarantee you it will be way, way better than anything that will happen if you wait for the universe to make those changes for you. Now, each week I give you a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Imagine That, that kid song had it right. It got the direction right and the right mood to keep things flowing. And from a certain perspective, life is a dream. So dream a lovely life and allow yourself to be in the flow of the many changes that are occurring now. How about dreaming your life to be one that is full of lovely surprises, fulfilling relationships, joyful opportunities? Keep your eyes on those balls and see what you find around the next bend. Row, row, row your boat to prosperity and joy. Now, join me again next Friday, July 13th, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your good timing guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And in addition, go check out the new program, Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity, so you can learn how to manage your energy so you can prosper. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. And stay tuned next for Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind,